Pennsylvania has voted reliably for Democrats for nearly three decades until this election. NPR's Jeff Brady spoke with Trump supporters celebrating at a restaurant in Morgantown, a small town in the eastern part of the state.
Here in Pennsylvania, rural communities often lose elections to the more populous and liberal cities, but not this time.
I voted for Donald Trump because I felt we needed a change.
Sitting in a booth, Shirley Greer says she wants a woman for president someday, but not Hillary Clinton. Greer says blue-collar workers were top of mind when she voted.
Hillary wanted to do away with a lot of the jobs, and I didn't think that was right. That's a lot of people's livelihood right there.
That was never a stated goal for Clinton. But clearly, Trump's message of returning manufacturing jobs to the U.S. appealed to many here in the Rust Belt. Sitting at the counter, Gary Baker says he also voted for Trump.
Not because I like him, because I hate Hillary Clinton.
Baker says now he wants Trump to reform the federal government.
Maybe if he can throw out half of those bums in Washington and get back to basics and start again, it might mean something. But he got to cut the size of government. Government is just out of control.
Sitting next to Baker at the counter, Jacob Smucker says immigration was important to him.
I don't mind Mexico's people coming over here, but I want them to be legal. Too many years they just came over and they had open borders and just did whatever they wanted to, and I think we paid a huge price for that.
With a Trump win, a new problem emerged for Smucker. He likes his Obamacare health insurance. He hopes that if Trump succeeds in repealing and replacing it, that the new program will still provide him affordable health care. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Morgantown, Pennsylvania.